In Washington, it was another day filled with warnings of terror attacks. The FBI said it had uncorroborated reports of strikes planned against New York landmarks, such as the Statue of Liberty. And Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld told a congressional committee that terrorist groups are inevitably going to acquire weapons of mass destruction, including nuclear weapons, to use against the United States. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
On Sunday, it was Vice President Dick Cheney who warned that another terrorist attack in the U.S. is a question of when, not if. Yesterday, FBI Director Robert Mueller said suicide attacks in the U.S. similar to those in Israel are inevitable. Today, Defense Secretary Rumsfeld warned that terrorist groups are bound to get chemical, biological, and nuclear weapons.
We have to recognize that terrorist networks have relationship with terrorist states that have weapons of mass destruction, and that they inevitably are going to get their hands on them, and they would not hesitate 1 minute in using them. That's the world we live in.
Senate Minority Leader Trent Lott called Rumsfeld's warning a sobering thought that may very well be true.
There's no goal here, and there should not be any goal to scare people. But the fact of the matter is, if we don't tell people there are these real threats, you get criticized. If you tell them just how serious and how many of these threats are, you're criticized. And so there is a narrow ground there that we're trying to find.
Majority Leader Tom Daschle, for his part, said there's a danger that the flurry of such warnings may be frightening people.
I think that at this point there is a very high degree of anxiety that may be required. But I do think that it is important for us to be cognizant of the anxiety we create with each new report.
At the White House, spokesman Ari Fleischer characterized Rumsfeld's warning simply as speculation. Democratic lawmakers today said all the new warnings point to the need to reorganize the nation's response to terror. They said Director of Homeland Security Tom Ridge's post ought to be a cabinet-level position overseen by Congress. And while the House and Senate Intelligence Committees are already carrying out an inquiry into the intelligence failures surrounding the September 11th attacks, Majority Leader Daschle said Congress also needs to consider a bipartisan independent commission to carry out a separate probe.
And come to an agreement on how we might formulate a commission and move to ensure that we get all the facts and not allow the dribbling out and the intransigence that I now have witnessed on so many occasions from preventing the American people, the Congress, and all interested parties from getting the information they need.
Senator Daschle said such a commission should be formed at what he called the very earliest possible date. But the White House opposes such a commission, as do most Republican lawmakers, including Minority Leader Lott.
Would that help the discourse? Would that do something more than what we're going to get from the Intelligence Committee that's in place, that's been in the process for 3 months of getting organized? Now they're ready to go forward, and we're gonna put another layer on top of that. I just don't think that's necessary call for at this time.
Lott said he hopes cooler heads will prevail when the Senate debates forming such a commission, probably early next month. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.